Did you know that 1 in 4 adults 65 and older falls each year? Today, we're looking at how baby boomers and Gen X can stay safe and independent in their own homes with some impressive technology and proven strategies.
Right, and what's really exciting is how far we've come with safety technology. Modern fall detection systems are now achieving accuracy rates ranging from 73% to 98%, which is a huge leap from those basic panic buttons we used to know.
That's impressive. How do these new systems actually work compared to the old ones?
Today's systems use multiple detection methods: accelerometers that measure impact force, gyroscopes that detect changes in position, and even computer vision with machine learning. They can distinguish between normal activities like sitting down quickly versus an actual fall. It's like having a smart guardian watching over you, though hopefully one that doesn't judge your midnight snack runs.
And I imagine privacy is a big concern for our generation. How do these systems handle that?
The newer ambient monitoring systems use edge computing to process data locally. So if there's a camera involved, it only sends blurred images for emergency verification. No personal activities get stored in the cloud. You keep your dignity while getting life-saving protection.
That's reassuring. Now, what about response times when something actually happens?
The medical alert market is projected to reach over $14 billion by 2034, and competition is driving some impressive response times. Systems can range from 14 seconds to 51 seconds, with some achieving 29 seconds in optimal conditions. When every second counts during an emergency, that speed can literally be the difference between a minor incident and a life-threatening situation.
Those response times really highlight how critical quick intervention is. That point about rapid response sets up our next piece, complete home safety strategies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to make your home safer and more comfortable as you age? Find peer-tested solutions at boomersmagic.com. Access everything from fall prevention tips to smart home technology resources, all created by baby boomers for baby boomers. Compare safety products, learn about home modifications, and discover how to create your perfect aging-in-place plan. Visit boomersmagic.com today.
Picking up on rapid response, how do you handle creating a complete safety strategy that extends beyond just the technology?
Great question. It's really about layering your protection. I always recommend starting with essential home modifications. Grab bars in the bathroom, improved lighting throughout the house, removing tripping hazards. These physical changes can reduce falls by nearly 40% when combined with balance exercises like Tai Chi.
I see. So it's more than gadgets alone. What's the smart way to approach this without getting overwhelmed?
I suggest a phased approach over 6 months. Phase one focuses on essential safety basics: bathroom grab bars, lighting, and a basic medical alert system. Phase two adds smart technology like video doorbells and smart locks. Phase three brings in advanced monitoring if needed. You know, even a basic safety package costs way less than 1 year in assisted living.
That's a practical way to think about it. What about those voice-activated emergency systems we're hearing more about?
Oh, those are really helpful, especially for folks with arthritis or limited dexterity. These systems have varying degrees of accuracy, and while technology keeps improving, even the best systems sometimes have false alarms, since 100% accuracy in fall detection is still unattainable. I had a neighbor who couldn't reach her alert button after a fall, but she could still call out for help. The voice system worked perfectly when she needed it most.
That's exactly the kind of real-world application that makes the difference. Now, medication safety is another huge concern. How are smart systems helping there?
Smart medication dispensers are transforming this area. They combine automated dispensing at prescribed times, locking mechanisms to prevent overdoses, and family notifications for concerning patterns. Some even have built-in cameras to verify pills were actually taken. It takes the guesswork and worry out of medication management.
For everyone listening who might feel overwhelmed by all this technology, what's your advice for getting started?
Start small and don't rush it. Pick one area that concerns you most, maybe bathroom safety or medication reminders, and focus on that first. Once you're comfortable, gradually add other elements. Remember, we're not trying to turn our homes into space stations overnight. We're just making them safer and more supportive of our independence. It's really about building layers of protection, or as I like to think of it, creating a safety net that grows stronger over time.
Right on. Those layers of protection really are key. Have you thought about which area of your home might need attention first? That's wonderful advice. The key takeaway here is that aging safely at home isn't just possible. It's becoming easier and more affordable than ever. With the right combination of technology and home modifications, we can maintain our independence and peace of mind. For more detailed resources on creating your safe at home plan, check out boomersmagic.com.